This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. For the first time in 50 years, a U.S. craft has touched down on the moon.
We are on the surface, and we are transmitting, and welcome to the moon.
But company officials at Intuitive Machines, the private company that created the Odysseus lunar lander, say it was sending a weak signal. The lander guided itself to the surface Thursday, searching for a relatively flat spot among all the cliffs and craters near the South Pole. Intuitive Machines was striving to become the first private business to pull off a lunar landing, a feat achieved by only five countries. The craft is part of NASA's efforts to commercialize moon deliveries ahead of the planned return of astronauts. There hasn't been a U.S. spacecraft on the moon since the end of NASA's Apollo program. Israeli strikes in Gaza kill 48 as fears mount over a humanitarian crisis and West Bank violence. AP correspondent Karen Shemis reports.
A flurry of seven Israeli strikes hit Rafah, one of them flattening a large mosque and devastating much of the surrounding block. Footage from the scene showed Al-Faruq Mosque pancaked to the ground, with its concrete domes tumbled around it and nearby buildings shattered. Another strike hit a residential home in Rafah, sheltering the Al-Shire family, killing several people, including a mother and her child. The Israeli offensive in Gaza continues amid a worsening humanitarian crisis and potential starvation in the territory. The foreign ministers of 26 European countries have called for a pause in fighting, leading to a longer ceasefire. They urged Israel not to take military action in Rafah that they say would worsen an already catastrophic humanitarian situation. I'm Karen Shemis.
For pictures, video stories, and more, follow The Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. More Alabama IVF providers paused treatment after a court ruling on frozen embryos. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Several medical facilities, including the University of Alabama at Birmingham, are halting their in vitro fertilization programs, with the state Supreme Court saying that frozen embryos are legally considered the same as children, and providers can be held responsible for their deaths.
Equating an embryo to a child is scientifically unfounded.
In Atlanta, Dr. Jennifer Kawas at Emory's Reproductive Center,
limiting the capacity of physicians to care for patients with infertility.
But at the Fertility Institute of North Alabama, Dr. Brett Davenport tells the AP they'll continue providing services as usual.
We will adjust our informed consents and redo those with all of these patients.
Some legal experts think the Alabama ruling is just the tip of the iceberg. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Defense lawyers say a former FBI informant who claims to have links to Russian intelligence and is charged with lying about a multi-million-dollar bribery scheme involving President Joe Biden's family has been taken back into the custody of U.S. Marshals. Alexander Smirnov had been released with a GPS monitor ahead of trial. He was arrested during a meeting Thursday morning at his lawyer's offices in downtown Las Vegas. The arrest came after prosecutors asked a judge in California, where the case was originally filed, to reconsider Smirnov's custody status while he awaits trial. An HIV/AIDS activist known for her inspirational talks as a young child has died. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Hydea Broadbent lived with AIDS since birth and came to national prominence in the 1990s. As a young child, for her inspirational talks to reduce the stigma surrounding the virus. At age seven, she joined Magic Johnson for a 1992 Nickelodeon television special where the basketball legend talked about his own HIV diagnosis. At the time, medications for the virus were not widely available. The teary-eyed girl pleaded that all she wanted was for people to know that those with AIDS are just normal people. Magic Johnson posted on X that she changed the world with her bravery. Hydea Broadbent was 39. I'm Norman Hall.
Four foreign nationals have been arrested and charged with transporting suspected Iranian-made weapons after U.S. naval forces interdicted in a vessel in the Arabian Sea last month. Two Navy SEALs died during the mission. The criminal complaint alleges that the four defendants were transporting suspected Iranian-made missile components for the type of weapons used by Houthi rebel forces in recent attacks. They were all carrying Pakistani identification cards. U.S. officials said that Navy Special Warfare Operator First Class Christopher J. Chambers was boarding the boat on January 11th and slipped into the gap created by the high waves. As he fell, Naval Special Warfare Operator Second Class Nathan Gage tried to save him. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.